Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The case against Karen Reed, as of this recording, we still don't know if the judge is going to dismiss any of the charges, but it's under consideration right now. Of course, the charges that are being asked to have dismissed by the defense of Karen Reed, charge number 1 and charge number 3, that would be the murder charge, the second degree murder charge, as well as leaving the scene of an accident. Jurors are arguing, and or at least a couple of them are saying, hey, look, we were unanimous on 1 and 3, but we didn't write it down. We didn't talk about it in court. Nobody asked us, but we were. Well, the verdict has already been rendered, at least what Judge Beverly has said of it's a hung jury. So where do we go from here now that everyone's out of that courtroom? Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. What do you make of this, where after the fact we have this going on? Obviously, they've now been exposed to media, exposed to everything that they wouldn't have been as jurors. Is this a legitimate argument to make and say, hey, we felt this way in court. We should honor this. It shouldn't be double jeopardy for her. Although none of this was like stamped in court, which kind of makes it official.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they say they were all unanimous, she did not, if she hit him, she had no awareness that she hit him. There was no intention to cause harm. It sure seems like this one should just go away, doesn't it?
It really does. I wish it would just fade off into the ether. There's so much precedent for this of well, we can't do this. We can't just go and dismiss these charges, or we can't do that based on these jurors' opinions outside of the courtroom. Without getting every single juror in there and polling them, I mean, can we ever get an accurate picture of what happened there at this point, and truly, truly answer that question after, after all this time now?
Yeah, after the fact definitely makes it tricky. I don't know. I don't know what possibilities there are legally for that, but it sure seems like that is information that should have come out sooner.
Yeah. One of the things they're talking about, if there is another trial of Karen Reed, is can she get a fair trial? Where it's at right now, do they need to move this thing? And we've talked about this in many other cases. What would need to be done at this point? Because obviously, pretty much everybody knows about it. And it seems most people have a strong opinion one way or another. Is that something that would make sense here to do, considering you have a community that is so invested in this thing? But obviously, it's about getting to the truth, not just, what the community investment is.
Yeah, often in these kind of cases where you have a community where everybody is activated and has spent so much time thinking about it, talking about it, again, a small community where everybody knew everybody and had social connections or familial connections, it does make sense from that point of view to move it somewhere where maybe the, you know, the fire is not quite as hot. But, you know, again, it just seems like, I think, you know, even before we knew that there was a hung jury, many of us were feeling like, you know, there just wasn't much of a case against her here.
Yeah.
And it was questionable from the get-go. So
what, assuming anything is possible, because I mean, it really kind of is, going forward, how does this community heal? Because it is so divided and there's so much hate against one another based on whether they believe Karen Reed hit him or not. Or then you get into the minutia of the conspiracy that he was beat up in the house and then left for dead, which seems to really have no legitimate legs to it. Mm-hmm. But you have people that truly believe it. How does this community ever move past this and get on? Is it just the charges being dismissed? What would you say if you were to be able to wave a magic wand and say, follow these steps for not an immediate healing, but a path to get there?
Mm-hmm. I think if the case went away, if the charges were dismissed, that would be one step in that direction. And then after that, I think it's just going to take time, you know, sort of like a bad political election in this country. My God, we've certainly, you know, got our mess here. How can a divided people ever come together? I think over time, as the emotions are not simmering, you know, you've got that amygdala part of the brain that likes to fight, and this is all activated. Over time, that does die down. And I think you would see that in the community as a whole.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.